Nearly 600 men are imprisoned at the U.S. naval base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Their status is the subject of a Supreme Court case in which a ruling is expected this week or next. A New York Times report today disputes the assertion of the Bush administration that the prisoners at Guantanamo include some of the worst terrorists in Al-Qaeda and that the facility has produced much useful intelligence. Tim Golden is one of the Times reporters who wrote this story, which cites interviews with dozens of high-level military, intelligence, and law enforcement officials in the United States, Europe, and the Middle East. Tim Golden, what did those sources tell the Times about the inmate population at Guantanamo?
Well, I think what they were able to do was to give us both a better sense of the detainee population and how it's evolved, as well as the information that those detainees have given to interrogators. Part of what we saw was that the population in its danger, in its significance in Al-Qaeda and the movement more broadly has been somewhat exaggerated, in some cases quite significantly exaggerated, and that the intelligence effort has been much more difficult and bumpy a road than anyone has let on publicly.
Your sources told the New York Times that the prisoners out of all of those hundreds who might have been real members of Al-Qaeda could have been a dozen, two dozen, possibly three dozen. If that's all the Al-Qaeda members who are there, who are all the others?
They're a mix. Some are relatively low-level jihadis or holy warriors who rushed to Afghanistan after September 11th to defend the Taliban regime that was in power there. Some were relatively low-level jihadists who went before September 11th, either because they were recruited to go through Al-Qaeda training camps where they were screened for other missions, or because they went to support the Taliban government in various ways. And some of them appear to be Afghan, Pakistani, and Arab men who were there for an assortment of reasons and who may represent less of a threat to the United States.
The abuses at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq occurred after a commander from Guantanamo had been assigned there, that commander has been quoted as saying that he wanted to Gitmoize, to Guantanamize Abu Ghraib. Have you turned up any mistreatment of prisoners at Guantanamo reminiscent of the acts at Abu Ghraib that figured in, say, General Taguba's report?
I think the situation at Guantanamo was very significantly different from what was going on in Iraq. You had a very controlled situation in which interrogations were prepared with a fair amount of lead time. Lawyers were involved. Things were very carefully discussed and prepared. They weren't always successful. In some cases, they appear to have been fairly harsh. But measures that were taken that were beyond what the Army Field Manual used to allow were taken in consultation and with the approval of senior officials.
But a tighter ship at Guantanamo is what you're describing.
I think so, absolutely. There have been complaints from detainees of abuses going back some time, but they're quite significantly different from the abuses that appear to have been widespread in Iraq. That said, the International Committee of the Red Cross, which visits the prisoners, has been kept away from at least a handful of the Guantanamo detainees who are in some of the most isolated and carefully controlled circumstances.
Tim Golden, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Tim Golden, one of the New York Times reporters who worked on today's story about the prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.